Well met, fair lad. Do not be alarmed. I did not mean to startle you. I will do you no harm. My name is Sable. I am a knight of the order of our Mother Goddess. May her loving light always shine upon you, kind soul. Here, did you not see the crest? Well, you see. Embarrassing as it is for a woman to admit, I simply require your assistance. That is to say, I am on a quest in these parts and am unable to find what I seek. Will you assist me, most kind and beautiful lad? Many thanks. Now I have been told of a ruined temple in these parts, one almost forgotten by time. If new information uncovered by my fellow knights is to be believed, however, it is of the utmost importance I find this place. I rode all this way out to the marked spot on the map given to me, yet alas, neither the village nor the ruin described to me is anywhere to be found. Pray tell me, as a man of these parts, surely a place of this nature is familiar to you? You have not heard of such a temple. This is most confusing. I asked the blacksmith a few miles back, and she said much the same. Perhaps you could look at the map for me, see the marked area. I was told to ride around here, and then I was sure to find... You laughed at me? Why did you do that? You find my predicament amusing, do you? The marking is what? You say the area marked is in the shape of a penis, the male genitalia. How? Surely this is a coincidence. An unfortunate coincidence. After all, my sister knights agreed I was the only one worthy and capable of taking on this perilous quest. Only I could do it. I am by far the strongest knight at court. Not only in physique, but also in my skill of combat, to which I have exclusively devoted myself. Therefore, you see, this is a serious matter. Are you sure you have never come across this village named Tish Up Ekrek? What? Why did you laugh at me again? What now? What's wrong this time? You are quite brave to laugh at me again. I am several heads taller than you and in armor. It is rare someone is not intimidated by that. Of course, I will forgive this insult due to my gallant nature and respect for the opposite sex. But I suggest you watch whom you laugh at. A less mannered soldier of my size and strength could crush you in an instant. I demand to know what is the source of this amusement you seem to derive. You say the letters are merely switched. And when moved, they spell out... Up Shit Creek? Oh no. By the gods, do they... You seem to suggest my fellow knights at court have played a trick on me again. But they promise not to do such things ever again. No, I am on a serious quest. Yes, really. I must have faith. I will uncover the lost relic. Oh, blast, I've said too much. Oh, no, don't even ask about it. I can't tell you about that. I've revealed too much already. So hold your tongue. You may be a beautiful, fair lad, but I am a chivalrous knight, and I am too loyal to be seduced by a man and reveal my secrets. Unless, you are knowledgeable in these matters, correct? If I tell you, you could say if I have been tricked by the other knights again. You could. Well, you wouldn't know anything else, so... Fine. If you say you can help me determine if I have been led on a wild goose chase by my sisters, then it is worth it. If I am ever found out, I will just have to tell a tale. Maybe I was no match for your seductive charms or something. After all the great heroes were led astray many a times by beautiful men, correct? Yes, this is what I will say. All right, well then, lad. I will have you know I am in search of the holy orgasm. A relic said to be imbued with... Oh no, you're laughing at me. Please stop. I get it. I'm not the smartest knight. Please stop. I can't bear the shame of a beautiful man laughing at me in this way. At least explain to me instead of laughing. Oh, the orgasm. It's part of sex, is it? I see. It's the climax, if you will. That's what you call it. I did not know this. Gosh, how embarrassing. Nah, those jealous witches. Not an ounce of chivalry between them all. You may not understand my situation, fair lad, but when I devoted myself to the Order at a young age, I swore to become the greatest fighter I could be. This is my drive. I spent years training with masters and in combat. I crossed the land with a celibate knight. I only ever lived in cloisters of the Order or at camp. This made me what I am today. Tall, strong, a body packed with honed muscles to be a perfect warrior. Yet, all my masters ever taught me was how to fight in the word of our goddess, not of how to deal with court politics, and certainly not of love, men, and sex. I only had the old text and what I could explore with myself, you know. I'm quite insecure about the whole subject. I have left the Order now in service to my new lord, but my inexperience is something my sister knights at court picked up on and mocked me for. They use it for their amusement, that bunch of vultures. It is a much different world outside of the strict order that I was taught to deal with. My old-fashioned chivalrous ways feel rather outdated now. Most knights at court rarely even do any fighting. It's all about making good connections and being in favor with whichever countess or lord happens to be in charge. Oh, if I could just turn back time a little, I would strive to be a master of both, a master in both combat and ways of the flesh. That would be phenomenal, like one of the hedge knights in the tales. They would roam the land, protect the innocent, and seduce men everywhere they went. You have been most patient listening to me ramble. Thank you for lending an ear, fair lad. I must say, I am lucky I am not from these parts, so I can simply leave all this embarrassment behind me. You ask why I don't simply pursue my desires. Now it is you who is making me laugh. What would a man such as yourself see in me, I mean, there is much procedure in this. There is standing, and a man wants to be beguiled and wooed, so thus an union must be formed, and then the parents? Why? What is that look you are giving me? Is this not so? Am I talking nonsense again? But so it is taught by the church and in the text. I mean, I know there are other ways, but I don't have any skill of that kind. I can't hope to seduce a man. Men just don't fall for whatever big, strong girl shows them attention. Besides, men aren't blinded by physical beauty such as women are they? What? Did you just admit so freely you find me attractive? Wow. Seems I was wrong in this regard as well. I am so flattered. This is the greatest thing anyone has ever said to me. Do you really mean that? You do? do you... You know, do you want to... with me as well? You do? Oh, yes. I really need to find out so much more. This is my chance. In that case, most beautiful and fair lad, please forgive this knight's sudden outburst, but this is the only way I can think how to ask. I wish for you to become my master in the art of sex. Please, I want you to instruct me on how to become a true woman, one that can best her foes in battle and also bring pleasure to men. For this, I will reward you handsomely. I know this is very uncouth. Yes, it is by far the most uncouth thing I have ever asked of a man. But I don't want to be a clumsy virgin anymore. I want to follow my dreams. Please, please, hear my plea and accept. You do? Oh, by the Mother Goddess, I did not expect you to. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Thank you for hearing my plea. As you know, I am very inexperienced, so please have patience with me. I will be a good student, I promise. And if it is not too forward of me to ask, Master, can we begin right away? I have never felt this feeling of excitement and passion so strongly before, Master. Not even in the heat of battle. It's burning inside of me, in my body. It's so intense I cannot control it, Master. Please, tell me what to do with this feeling. What is right to do? How do I please you in the right way? Yes, yes, of course, Master. I will take my armor off. If it is so that you are attracted to my body, then I must show it to you. I must remove my garments as well? Yes. I will let you see my full body, Master. There. May it please you, Master. You can see every bit of me now. I have heard it said, men like muscles. Is that true? It is, then. This is good. See, mine have become quite prominent from my training. Even the ones on my tummy are clearly visible. See how all six muscles on my belly stand out? You look quite astonished. Do you like them? Please, go ahead. And glide your hands all over my body. Feel my body, Master. I want us to become intimate now I am going to learn from you. I want us to know everything about one another. Do you like the way they feel? They are quite soft now, but if I tighten them up... See how hard and powerful they have become? And my thighs, too. Feel my thick thighs as well, Master. I train them every day to be like this. Squeeze them. Can you feel how I make them go from nice and squishy to such powerful legs in an instant? My previous masters all said the Holy Mother has blessed me with this body, and I have vowed to use it to serve her in return. Do you like them? And my breasts, too. Why, thank you, Master. My big breasts are a nuisance when training, but if they please you, that makes me very happy. Don't be shy. Reach up and feel them as much as you like. They may be the only bit of me that I cannot turn hard at a moment's notice. Well, other than my ass, that is. You want to see? Good. I will show you my ass as well. Here. Run your hands all over it. Feel my wide hips and ass. It sticks out so much because of the muscle underneath and all this soft jiggly meat I have there. You can try pushing your hands on it if you like. Just let them sink into all the muscle and soft meat I have. That's it. And if I flex, then... Yes, it bounces if I do that. I didn't really think men would like it so much, but it does make sense. After all, I really do like looking at men's, and if I may say, yours is especially lovely. Thank you, Master. I'm glad you returned the compliment. What? My pussy. Yes, Master. I will show it to you. I will lean forward to expose it fully for you. Here. You can judge it better now. Take a good look. Master, this position, it exposes me, my pussy, so much. You can see me dripping all down my thighs. Yes. Yes, I always become like this when I am with a good-looking man. My pussy gets hopelessly wet, and I start dripping down my thighs. I try my best to hide it, because I think of how much of a pervert he would think I am if he saw me leaking everywhere like this. I'm scared he wouldn't like me if he was to notice. I get so nervous around men. But with you, it is different. You have already confessed to fancying me, and now you're my master and will teach me everything. You're empathetic and sincere, not to mention beautiful. I feel I can trust you, master. I want to tell you everything. Master, when I become like this, I always get this urge to just overpower a man. Secretly, I want to walk over and then just tear his clothes off, pin him down, and start riding him. I know this is wrong, Master. I'm sorry. Of course, I've never raped a man in that way. I never could. Some males enjoy this? Now, this I did not expect. Ah, yes. I understand it better now. It should be done with explicit permission, and only if the man finds this enjoyable and trusts the woman. I see. But, Master, please, please, may I move from this position now? You have been staring at my ass so long. It brings me happiness you enjoy looking at my pussy and ass so much, but I also desperately want to see what you look like. May I face you now, Master? Oh. Oh my. You have also undressed. Oh. Wow. No. No, sorry, Master. I just got lost looking at you. Have I said I have never seen a man fully naked before? You are so beautiful. Your face, your chest, your arms, and yes, your penis. A real penis. It's much larger than I had expected. This is what I would dream about at night when I was lonely in a field or at camp. It is making me even more wet. How do I please you, Master? I want to. May I kiss you? Will you show me? Yes. My first kiss. Master. Kissing you. It feels so good. More like this. What are you doing? With your tongue? I love it, Master. Oh, Master, this is so good. You're so good with me. But I wish to try and take the lead as befits a woman. I really want to pick you up in my strong arms and hold you close and safe to my chest. Can I do this, Master? Will you let me lead and show how good a woman I can be for you? That I can protect and please you? Even if I am clumsy, I want to. Let me lift you up. I've got you tight now, Master. Do you feel safe? Yeah? In my arms. While I hold you close, close to my soft breast. You like this. Oh, that makes me happy. So good. Master, no. Why did you stop? I could hold you forever in my arms. What has happened to your penis, Master? It has gone so long and hard. It's rubbing up against me. That happens when you feel aroused and happy too? Oh yes, I did it well then, did I? I really made your penis happy, I did it. I shouldn't call it a penis? What? Why? You want me to call it a cock? I understand. It is a term of endearment, in the way I call my hole a pussy. I am learning so much, thank you. Yes, cock. I really like that. I really like the feel of your cock, Master. I shouldn't call you Master so much either? But no, that won't do. You are teaching me and your skill is so much greater than mine. Of course you are my Master, Master. Even if you are a man, calling you anything else would be disrespectful, and I was raised to follow the code of honor at all times, I'll have you know. But I really do want you to teach me how to talk to men. Pray, tell me, what do men want to hear from their lover? Tell me the truth. I have always wanted to know this. I know that women say things, but I have always been too shy to ask a man. Ah, you like it when women call you good boy? Oh, why, of course. You want to feel safe and loved, like you are nuzzled to my soft, warm chest right now. Yes, and sweetie, and baby, too. Yes, things that are frail and precious, just as you are to me. I will call you by these pet names, you said. I hope this pleases you, my good boy. Yes, I am ready for a new challenge any time, Master. I have more energy and enthusiasm than I know what to do with right now. Good. Then I will do my best and perform... oral, you said, Master? Ah, with my mouth. Yes, I may have heard of this. It is not so much that doing it with the mouth is considered to be a great art. I will require lots of training in this area, then. For if I wish to excel in it in the same way I do with the sword. Ah, but I apologize. I am mixing disciplines that really have no parallel. I will take your cock in my mouth, if you permit me now. Yes, Master. I would love to lick and suck on your cock now, please. Why would you pull away, Master? I had just begun. What is the problem? I scraped you with my teeth? Oh, sorry. I was so nervous. Of course, a man's cock is delicate, isn't it? I could harm you if I'm too vigorous and too uncontrolled. Please, please forgive this rough night. Forgive me. I cannot allow this to happen. I cannot harm my good boy. I need to learn quickly. Might I suggest... how do I put this? See, when learning with the sword, Master, it is easier to see what to do and not, because the Master tries to find the flaws in your technique and punish them. This is what I am used to, so please, Master, can you do the same with me? Find my flaws, and if I fail to react, you must strike me as I would be struck by the Master's sword. You don't think you can do that? No, please, I want you to. I have trained in this way my whole life. Look at me. There is no way you could hurt me with just a simple slap. I would never harm you. You are my good boy now, Master. Please, my good boy, you must punish this knight for not treating your cock in the right manner. You can do this lovingly. I know if you do it, it will be with care. Just try it out. Make your hand flat and strike me. Ah, yes. Just do it a bit harder next time. Ah, yes, that is better. I may teach you some fighting technique while we are together. Now I will suck you once again. And remember what we agreed. Yes, Master. I'll do better, Master. Mm. It needs to be faster. Sweetie, I thought you liked that. The head? I will pay more attention to the headmaster. You say you require a more slutty face, master? What is that? So more like this. Look into your eyes. Yes, master, I won't ever break eye contact with you. Yes, sweetie, as you wish. Oh, you punish me so well, master. I will do better for you. You haven't slapped me in a while, master. I must have found out how my good boy likes it. Sorry, master. I'm still a bit clumsy. My good boy. You look so happy. You're squirming. Did punishment me get you all worked up? Oh, you think you might come if I carry on like this? You will climax for me? Is it that good now? What is that? You want to hold hands? Of course you can hold my strong hands, sweetie. You can hold on to me tight while you come. You did such a good job training me. Now look into my eyes. I will make you come, my good boy. Don't look away. Your orgasms can be really strong, yes? Don't worry. As your knight, I won't ever leave your side in a time of need. From now on, I will be here whenever you need me, my good boy. Look at me, good boy. Come for me, master. Yes, come on now. I want to taste you. My first come, give it to me, my good boy. Keep looking in my eyes while you come for him. Come. Master, what is this substance? Fuck, I've never had anything like it. This is amazing. This is your seed to make babies? Fuck, I love it, Master. No wonder women want to do this all the time. I feel like a new woman now after swallowing this. Ah, but releasing it felt good for you too, right? Ah, that's good then. You can trust me. I can keep you safe and happy, my good boy. I still have a lot of room for improvement with my oral skills, but if you continue to be such a helpful master to me, I can be a lot better. What is it, Master? You want to give me a reward? But I thought I just had it. Your seed. My good boy's seed was delicious and so invigorating. What could be better than that? You want to give me oral now? Now, Master, I am new to all this, but I do know as a woman I don't have a cock you could perform oral on? Well, very well. It seems I'm just amusing you again. I am completely clueless about this too, am I? Seems oral can be performed on women as well, then. Very well. I like a nice reward. As does every honest knight. What are you going to do? What are you going down? Oh. Oh, yeah, I'll spread my... Oh. Your tongue is so warm and wet. Oh. This feels... Oh, this feels so good. Oh, yes, it's very good. Please, don't stop. Oh, good boy. Oh, sweetie, this is wonderful. My legs... Oh, I thought they were strong, but you... You're just making them so weak. Oh, fuck. I don't think I can stand up much longer. How are you, frail lad, bringing me to my knees? Oh, my good boy. Bringing me to my knees. Oh, what are you doing to me, my good boy? Oh, my legs, they just gave way. Oh, fuck, I need it more. You said this is my reward now, so I get to tell you what to do. Oh, keep licking that spot right there more, sweetie. Oh, don't struggle. I just need to hold your head down. Oh, I just need to wrap my legs around you and keep you where you are just a bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, you are not stopping until I've come, understood? Just keep your good boy fucking face right there. Oh, I just need to be a bit rough with you until I can come, my good boy. I might be squeezing a little tight, but I just feel so good right now. I won't allow you to stop. Oh, fuck, don't struggle. You can't fight this, my good boy. You can't win against these thick thighs. Oh, yes. Yes. That's it. Keep going for me. Make me come for the first time while licking my virgin pussy. I can feel it building up. Oh, yes, push your face into my wet pussy with my hands and legs. Oh, yes, squeezing you with my thick thighs. Oh, fuck, you're such a good boy. Oh, fuck, my good boy, just like... Oh, my good boy. Oh, that was so good. I've finally found my orgasm. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I was squeezing you so hard with my legs and forcing your head down with my hands. I need to control better. Did I hurt you too much? I know you are not a toy master. You enjoyed this? Did you? Thank you for being so understanding. I just found it so hard to do anything else once you got going. That is truly some sorcery you do with your mouth. I hope to become that good with my oral skills someday, too. Here, you can relax on top of me. Yeah, this feels so right. Us out here together, a delicate, beautiful lad laying on my chest. Even though I have just met you, it feels like we have the tightest of bonds already. I want to protect that. As a woman and a gallant knight, it is my duty to protect that. From now on, I will be your knight at your side, my dear. This has been quite the first training session, hasn't it? We aren't done? You want to go all the way? Oh no, dear. You are delicate. I wouldn't want you to exert yourself too much for my sake. Hey, no, I am certainly not saying this because I'm the tired one or too weak. I am the strongest... Oh, I see what you did. You tickled my pride, didn't you? Well, you seem quite eager to go all the way with me. And I get the sense men aren't as frail during sex as I once thought. But when it comes to me and my first time, well, I'm still nervous about it. I know I'm supposed to be the strong one. I mean, look at me, but... Can you take the lead for now, Master? I know I said I wanted to ride a man earlier, but... in truth, I am not confident I could do it right now. I want you to enjoy it. Right now, I just feel too nervous to start. So please, teach me. Show me with what I've been missing. I know you will be good with me. I can trust you. Thank you, Master. Huh? Yes, you can start rubbing your cock on my pussy. Get yourself nice and ready. It's big. I've only ever had two of my fingers inside me, and yours is much more than that. Rub my juices all over it. Make it slippery before you stretch me out. Yes, that's good. I'm ready. You can put it in now. Please be my first master. Please take my virginity. I'm ready. Oh, you're inside of me. Oh, Master's cock is in my pussy. No, this is good. I feel amazing. Oh, you're really deep inside of me. Inside of my tight pussy. You're stretching me out, Master. You can start moving now. I feel safe with you. Oh, I've never felt this good before. I've never had someone like you, Master. You're my good boy now. It's all because my good boy became my master. Start moving faster. Please. Make yourself feel good. It wouldn't be courteous of me to leave you unsatisfied. I want to wrap my arms and legs around you, my good boy. But not like before. I want to hold you lovingly while you fuck me. Come here. Never has anything been inside of me so deep before. You are hitting the places I didn't even know I had. Oh, it feels so good. All my muscles. Oh, they are contracting around your cock. It's like I'm forcing you to go deeper, Master. Like they won't let you leave. Oh, I don't want you to escape. I want you, my good boy, to stay inside of me forever. And keep thrusting those hips. Oh, fuck. You look so happy again. Your face. I want you to feel as good as possible, Master. I want to be the best woman I can for you. You won't ever want to do it with anyone else. Oh, fuck me. I can prove it, Master. I want to thrust my thick ass up and down on my good boy's cock. I want to see you squirm in pleasure for it. I can't help it. I need to ride you right now.
You see this, Master? How effortlessly I forced you down? How I've pinned you there, and now you have no choice but to wait till my thick, strong ass slams down on your cock. Do you want me to pound my strong ass into you and treat you right? Of course you do. I'm riding you just like a woman should, sweetie. Oh, fuck yeah. I am capable of this, Master. I can make you squirm while you beg for me to not stop. I know I can if that's what you want. I can squeeze and suck and fuck your cock every day from now on. Do you want that, sweetie? Yes, you do. Oh, fuck, such a good boy. Oh, fuck, finally a good boy of my very own. I need you, sweetie. I needed you. Oh, so I could fuck you like this. Oh, fuck. Buck your hips into me, sweetie. Those sweet hips of yours are getting so pounded right now. Oh, don't let go. Hold on to me. Oh, you're filling me up so good. Oh, you're going to get your brains fucked out training me. Oh, mine now. Oh, you're mine. I'm going to ride your cock so good. Every single day from now on, you will train me to know all your weak spots and wring you dry every day.
Don't look away. I want to see my good boy's face while I make him squirm. You have such a gorgeous face, Master. The look of pure pleasure in your eyes tells me how you like it. Hold on to me. Hold on to whatever part you like while I ride you. Grab my thick ass, my breasts, whatever you like. Oh, God, Master. That feeling is building up inside of me again. I'm going to come. I can't stop shaking my hips and riding my ass up and down on you. I love you, my good boy. Oh, why couldn't I find you sooner? I love you so much. Come with me, please. I want us to come together. I want your cum inside of me at the same time. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, I'm gonna come. Yes, Master. Oh, my good boy. Master. I need a second. We did it. We did it together. And you made me feel better than I have ever felt before. I have so much of your warm cum inside of me now. I was so nervous of this, but you made me beg and writhe with pleasure. That's what I wanted. I'm so happy I could do the same for you. You made me feel so safe and loved. It is my duty to protect you, my good boy. As long as you are with me, I want to keep you safe. You don't have to worry about anything when I am with you. If anyone gives you trouble, I can just chop their head off for you. And to think this morning I rode out not even knowing what an orgasm was. What do you think the other knights will say if I come back to court with you? I'd love to see that. They would most certainly get jealous. You better start thinking about what to tell your loved ones. You know, about how you are going to run away with a gallant knight. The truth is, as a serving knight, I have been issued some very luxurious quarters near the keep. If we wanted to, we could lead a life of peace and comfort in the city. But I think you know this is not what I want. I don't think it's what you want either. After all, you have to be the adventurous sort to, well, to just do what we have done together. I have asked my lord to send me to his northeast border. It needs securing. If he sends me, this means plenty of riding about, staying at the inns, meeting other fighting knights and training soldiers. But crucially, it means adventure. How does adventure sound to you? Most excellent. You are like me in that respect, then. But come. It's getting later in the day every minute. And I don't know about you, but I'm starving. My horse should be here somewhere. Only the Holy Mother knows where that's wandered off to again. You can sit in front of me and I can wrap my arms around you. Or you may sit behind me and press up against my thick, soft ass you seem to like so much, and hug my waist. Either is very much welcomed. Let's get going, shall we?